You're so much more than a cog in the machine. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to be focusing on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. This is an offered intention, something that I will be using as we go into today's session. But of course, if there is anything that you are working on or would like to bring in to work on in today's session, please do so. And we have our bells going. To get us started, I'm going to light some sage to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As you deepen your breath, tune in to your body, to where you are in space, how you're taking up space. See if you can take up a little bit more space with each breath. Now is the moment to give yourself permission to just focus on you. Let these next few minutes be a time when you don't have to do anything at all. No one wants anything from you. Just allow yourself to be. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep going, really take up space. And exhale. And tune in to the collective, to everyone joining us across space and time, sharing this breath, and sharing our ritual. Whenever you are ready, you can allow your breathing to return to a normal rhythm and gently open your eyes. Okay, I am going to shuffle our cards for today. And as I do so, I invite you to call back into mind this theme of space, of justice, and anything else that you may have called into today's session. And if anything comes up now, that is perfect. Allow it to be here with you in the moment. If it doesn't serve you, just let it go. Okay, we have the Seven of Wands in reverse, and the Seven of Wands is the Worker Bee card. That's so interesting that I wanted to say Worker Bee. That's not even really how I think about this card. It's certainly a hard work card, but that image calls to mind something different. But we see someone, a figure with one wand in his hand and six others in the ground, and it looks kind of like he's plowing the fields, right? This Seven of Wands card is all about work. It's about honing our spiritual acumen. It's about diving in to the task at hand. Thinking about this with space, how we take up space and justice, as well as the image of the worker bee that came to mind, because oftentimes the Seven of Wands feels like it's just a solo figure working alone in a field, not in a larger picture. But it feels very much like the part that you play in the big machine, right? To get it in reverse is calling that into question. With this being spiritual, this is a message asking us to look at how we take up space in the world and notice if we are doing so mindfully or not. We all need work in a certain way, right? Of course, money, currency, these are the things that we deal in that allow us to be able to provide for ourselves and others. And so there's that dimension of necessity with work. There's also the other dimension that is work worth doing, right? Like there is work in anything. You have to work at relationships. You have to work at your passion. You have to work at spirituality, right? Like all of these things require this effort. When we are doing work, are we clocking in and zoning out? Or are we there and present with ourselves? It's calling to mind Severance, actually, the TV show. If you're not familiar, highly recommend. It is a wonderful TV show. But the premise is that these people who go into work have a function that allows a different aspect of their consciousness to turn on when they are working, and their outside lives have no idea what it is that they do all day at work. And so it quite literally is like completely shutting off this part of yourself that is working. And in reverse, it's saying, don't do that. That's a really kind of flippant way to say it, but it's the chop wood carry water of it all, right? There's this Buddhist proverb that says, before enlightenment, chop wood carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood carry water. And there is always something to chop wood and carry water about, right? There is always some other next cycle, some other thing to do. Are we in the rote practice of just doing it? Or are we stepping to it with our full selves? And I do think that that's part of the problem in the way that a lot of us take up space right now, that if it's not fulfilling work, if it's not regenerative work, then we're just constantly draining ourselves. And the only way to cope with something that's constantly draining you is to numb to it so that it can't drain you, but it also can't fill you up. And you can't selectively numb, right? When you are numbing, you numb everything. You can't only numb this one area of your life unless you get the Severance procedure in this sci-fi television show where it works, right? But we don't have that technology. We can't do that. We can't only numb out this one area of our lives. Are you numbing? Even if the necessity of work is not the reality that you want to live in, right? Even if your job that you know you need to have in order to live the life you want to live, or whatever that looks like for you, there is a way to engage with it that can still be fulfilling. And I promise you, numbing to it is not going to do anything. What are the lessons you can learn from tuning in and being present with your email inbox? What are the lessons you can learn from actually taking note of conversations around the water cooler? And if you find that you're numbing to it because you don't want the answer of what being present to it would bring, you need to remember that that is fear. If you're numbing to it because there is something in you that doesn't want to explore what that would mean, I think that's even more of a reason not to numb. You are so much more than a worker bee. You are so much more than a cog in the machine. And if you can be whatever worker bee cog you are with your full self, with your full heart, in a way that is empowering to you, beautiful, brilliant. We all are in some sense, right? A piece of the bigger picture of how money and business and systems and economics operate. If you can't, if you find that you are numbing because the reality of what that means is too painful, get out of there, man. I get that that is so much easier said than done, and I get that we all need money. We do. What are you willing to sacrifice for what amount of money? And I don't say this as someone who is just sitting on a large lump sum and is getting to do what I want and flying, like, for freebies, right? I'm saying this as someone who freelanced for a really, really long time so that I could have flexibility and freedom to build a company and saved a shitload of money so that I could have the freedom to move to another country and focus on my company before it started making its own money back. And now I am living on savings. I saved enough money to be able to do this for a period of time because I have faith in myself, in my path, in my mission, in my purpose, in the message that that brings people. And it's scary. It is. But fear is never a good reason to do something or not to do something. Carl Jung says, where your fear is, there your task is. And the same way that I am having faith in the universe to provide, I'm also having faith in myself to create. So all that to say, I don't want it to sound like I'm up here sitting on my high horse telling you to quit your job when you need money, right? There are sacrifices that we have to make along the way, and you get to decide which sacrifices are worth it to you to make. And yes, some of that may be doing what you gotta do to pay the bills, right? But how much of that is what you have to do? And are you kind of overdoing that because that's kind of the path that you've taken? If that, I don't know if that fully makes sense. There's this old metaphor of the business person and the fisher person. And the fisher person takes the business person out on his boat for whatever reason. And the business person is like, well, you've got quite the operation here. You fish and you make your money this way. What's a normal day look like for you? And the fisher person is like, well, I get up in the morning, I come out, I fish, I do the stuff, I go in, sell my fish to the supplier, and then I get to go home, I usually take a nap, and then I get to hang out with my kids and my family and have the rest of the day to myself. And the business person starts saying, well, you really could, you know, if you worked all day into the afternoon, start saving up money and buy a few more boats. And then once you have a few more boats, you can employ other people. And then once you employ other people, they can then, like you can expand. This is how you scale the business. And eventually you'll have like way more money coming in and way more freedom. And the fisher person is like, freedom to do what? Well, when you have this scalable business, then you'll be able to, you know, get off of work early and go home and take a nap and be with your family. Do you see what I'm saying? Look at the space that you're taking up. Are you doing so consciously, with awareness, with embodiment? In the places where you're not, are you doing so out of fear or out of monotony and routine? And when you call your awareness back into that moment, notice. It may not be this. It may not be a lack of fulfillment. It could just be that, you know, days start to look the same sometimes and we're not always fully present. And that's okay. That's something we can work on, is bringing this presence to mind. And there are small things you can do to make the monotony of the day a lot better, a lot more fulfilling. And that is absolutely something to work at. You cannot exist asleep. To move into our mantra today, inspired by Seven of Wands in reverse, and this intention of space and justice, and anything else that you may have brought into today's session, our mantra is going to be, I exist in conscious awareness. That is my wish for you today. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath in, and on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of I exist in conscious awareness. Okay. Take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I exist in conscious awareness. You've got this. Today was a little bit of tough love, but that it really needed to come out. For our practice today, I think just calling in that conscious awareness, pick something that will be your signal. Maybe it's every time you look at your phone, every time you check a clock, every time you walk through a doorway, something that you do frequently throughout the day, and just kind of set that as your check in your mind, that when you do that thing, you're going to come back into your conscious awareness. It'll be like a trigger for your brain to say, okay, where am I? I am aware. Where am I in space? How am I taking up space? Where am I in my body? And just call that back in. I believe in you. And the reason why this is so important is because you are important. Thank you very, very much for being here with me today. I hope that this resonated and helps in some way. If there is someone else that you think would really resonate with this message, please send this to them as well. Drop in the comments down below what you're going to use as your trigger. I usually use doorways. That's kind of a thing in my practice, because doorways feel very much like portals, and it's like, okay, I'm walking into this next space and it's calling back to mind, where am I in space, right? But let me know in the comments what you're going to use as your trigger to come back into yourself. And thank you for being here. I'm very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, like, leave us a 5-star rating, a review, drop in the comments what you're going to use as your trigger to come back into conscious awareness. If this message is important to you, sharing it with other people is the best way to help them hear this message too. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.